Good morning, evening, morning, whatever. What is it?
Audio hello.
Boom. Hello, hello.
That's audio what I did boom. The other day.
Yeah, we're busy with the Octava catch ups. We're Claire and I are catching up with Octava 2014. If you want to know what the projects are, if you want to know what the topics are, go to Octava Topics and on Audio Boom, and you can find out and catch up like we're doing, or just continue pressing on if you're already up to date. Okay, so I'm on October 4th. And we need to play a song that's from our birth date. The song that was number one in our birthday, is it?
Was a song that was released kind of on your birthday.
On your birthday. So what
was number one?
Mine's number one on my birthday. My birthday was December the 12th, 1967. So I'm feeling old. There's loads of you that are like, I'm thinking, like, there was one, is it Nick Adamson's? I heard it was like 1981. I was in Norway with the Brussels, with the Sprouts, and the Scouts. Then in the summer of 81. Anyway, 1967 was when I was born, and I apparently share my birthday with luminaries such as Lionel Blair. I can't remember who he is. He was someone who was around in the 80s and 90s a little bit, wasn't he? And then Dionne Warwick.
Do you know the way to San Jose? I've been away so long. I make a wrong, lose my way. Have you know the way
say
to
a little
sing?
Before you.
Hey. Right, forever, yeah. Moving
forever.
On.
Why did you have to be a heartbreaker and all that.
Yeah.
I'm a bit high. Yeah. Anyway, not a lot else. I'm not a 60s fan at all. And I was hoping that I might get a Christmas song. Am I going to get a Christmas song? Let's find out.
As he doesn't know as it goes.
No, as I play the song that says, Song of Your Birthday .mp3. Okay, here it is.
I did the research.
Here it is. I'm just going to play it now. Oh my goodness, straight away. Ding, 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 ding. Hang on a second, have a listen to this.
Beneath the wing of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I ran, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings.
Oh, Daydream Believer by the Monkees. Weren't they some kind of comedy band? I don't think it's a goodie. Oh dear, even worse. Oh, but they did the Funky Given. That's what I was thinking originally. Yeah. Anyway. I'm not a fan of the 60s. I'm really glad that I wasn't brought up as a I wasn't a teenager in the 60s, I'd have struggled, I think. But yes, this lovely song. I was hoping for a Christmas song. What happened with it this research? Why did it not? Did Christmas get cancelled that year? Did it? Okay. So this was.
Wasn't that the winter of the year of the harsh winter?
This is the winter of our discontent! Is that not a 60s? I would have been pretty discontented. That was a discontented child crying for its milk or whatever. But anyway, this was the song. I'm just waxing lyrical because there's not really much I can say about it, really. I'm sure the Monkees were a lovely band and I'm sure they're wonderful people. And I'm sure this was a great song if you were really intrigued about the 1960s. I suppose space, we were in space and all that, weren't we? Anyway,
there was the summer of 1963, and
what's
was that? Well, that was where the film Dirty Dancing was based on the summer of 1963. She reels off all this stuff around. I'll tell you another time.
No, tell me now, quick.
About that was the summer before President Kennedy was shot and the Beatles came. Everybody called me baby, and they didn't refer to me the man. Anyway.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.